1 hour. That's all. How are you guys doing? I love coming to Faith Bible Chapel. I just love it. I finished up church this morning, couldn't wait to get in the car and head over here. I got lost in Charlottetown, made it just in time, but it's good to be here. You know, David was mentioning Awana Go. We're so excited about what God is doing through the ministry of Awana all over the world. He mentioned Ukraine. We're working primarily with the Roma people. You might know them as gypsies. Don't call them gypsies anymore. They're Roma. And you guys raised over $500. And because of the way we train leaders and the way we start Awana clubs all over the world, we know that it takes $10, okay? $10 for one child to come and start an Awana club. So you guys raised over $500. Do the math, because I'm not good in math. How many kids is that? 50 kids. 50 kids now are going to an Awana club in Ukraine because of the money you guys have given. That's amazing. That's good news. We started 5 new clubs here in Atlanta, Canada. We have 40 clubs operating right now and growing. We got 2 new ones that are going to be starting in the fall. And I almost feel, everybody up there, how you doing? Yeah, good. I have to look up. We're really excited about what God is doing all over the world as well. In fact, I feel like I have to call home office in Chicago just to find out what the most recent number is, because it changes so often. But as of September, this last September, over 3 million kids somewhere in the world are going to an Awana club. And that's so amazing, not because it's 3 million kids, although that's amazing, because the 3 million number represents 3 million souls who are having the opportunity to come to an Awana club and hear the good news, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and having an opportunity to respond to that. And so all over the world, kids are coming to the Awana program. In Africa, over 1 million kids are coming to an Awana program in Africa, and places like Cuba and India. Kids are coming to Awana clubs in India. And wherever kids are, Awana is there. We have 400 clubs in a Syrian refugee camp in a place in the east. I forgot it just now. So that's amazing. And I'm so excited to be a part of the Awana program and so excited to be here talking to you guys. I can't wait to see you guys get your awards. I'm excited about that. I want to tell you a bit about myself. I love good stories. I love stories of superheroes. How many love superhero stories? Raise your hand. Adults, come on. How many love superhero stories? Like this one. Doc Bruce Banner, pelted by gamma rays, turns into the... I got that same answer last time I was singing that song. The Hulk. That's the Hulk. Spider-Man does whatever. That's Spider-Man. Come on. Doc Bruce Banner. That's the Hulk. I love good stories, and we watch them on TV, and we read them in comic books. You know, when I was younger, not that many years ago, I maybe can be honest here, okay? I used to collect comic books. In fact, I may have been at a comic shop last time I was in Charlottetown, okay? But I collected comic books. This is one of the first ones that I ever collected. See that, kids? Savage Dragon. Huh? You see that? That's a good story. He was a cop. It was turned into a dragon, and he's savage. I don't even know what that means. How about this one? How many love Captain America? Captain America? No Americans here? Come on. Got a movie coming out soon on that one. Now listen, I love you guys, but none of you are allowed to even touch this one right here. Look at that. I have it in special plastic. Amazing Spider-Man, number 300, my favorite character of all time. I know I look like I should like the Hulk, but I like Spider-Man, right? I love this, I think. I've never read it. We love good storytelling, and you know what we love about superheroes? Listen, We love superhero stories because of what superheroes do. They do amazing things. In fact, we want to read these stories and we want to watch the movies because of the amazing things that, these guys and girls do. We just can't believe it, right? Not only that, but I was thinking this week, the most important thing about superheroes is that they're most of the time willing to sacrifice what they want for someone else, right? When you think of some really good stories and action stories and superheroes, they're always sacrificing what they want for someone else. When I got thinking about that, and we just went through Easter and celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, I couldn't help but think of superheroes and think of Jesus. Because Jesus, wherever he went when he was living on earth, and you guys, when you come to Awani, you hear the stories of Jesus. Wherever he went, he drew a crowd. He would go into the street and he would start to teach, and people would come out of their house. They couldn't believe what Jesus was saying. And not only that, but they wanted to see what Jesus was going to do. He did amazing things. He would walk along the street and there would be a man there, and he would be crippled, and Jesus would speak to him and do maybe ask him a question and talk to him a little bit, and then maybe he would just tell him to stand up, and he'd stand up, right? Or he'd find someone who was blind, and he'd speak to them, and maybe just have them blind, or he'd spit in their eye, or whatever. You know, that's a real story. He did that, okay? But Jesus would do amazing things, and nobody could understand, nobody could believe what Jesus was doing, and they all wanted to hear what he was doing. But when we're talking about superheroes, and we're talking about Jesus, and what makes Jesus the ultimate superhero is not necessarily what he said, it's not even necessarily what he did. The thing that makes Jesus the ultimate superhero is because he was willing to sacrifice all of himself for you and I. I come across this verse again, actually going through the Easter season, and was reminded again of the sacrifice that Jesus made. This verse, you'll know it, it's Isaiah 53, a verse that was written hundreds of years before Jesus even came on the scene, but it's prophetic and it's talking about Jesus, and I want to read it just as we close here. Listen to this. Yet it was our weakness he carried, it was our sorrows that weighed him down, and we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be made whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Someone once said that Jesus is the only hero that was willing to die for the villain. Because when I read that passage, when I understand that Jesus sacrificed himself for me, it's not because I was such a great guy, although I really am. It's not because I earned it. It's not because I was worth it. The Bible tells me that I was born an enemy of God. And in fact, we all were. We were born apart from God. We were born as enemies of God. But God loved us. He wanted to have a relationship with his creation. So he found a way. We don't understand it. I don't understand it. Maybe someone here does. Maybe someone in the balcony does. I don't understand. But for some reason, he sent his one and only son, something I wouldn't do. But he did it. And Jesus sacrificed himself. He gave up all of himself for us so that our sins could be forgiven. He had a reason. What was the reason? That's deep. Jesus' blood could wash away our heart. Awesome. That preaches right there. Jesus' blood cleansed our sins and made us whole, didn't it? Made us whole. So if we put our faith and trust in what Jesus did on the cross for us, sacrificing himself for us, even when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We can have a relationship and we can be made whole and we can know the Creator, the one who created you. I want you to remember that. If you have not yet responded to that invitation to trust Jesus, maybe you're here tonight and you came to see the awards and see your child receive an award. Maybe it's been a really long time since you thought about God. Maybe it's been a long time since you wrestled with who Jesus is. Maybe you have some big questions that you're working through, and I just hope that tonight you would continue to wrestle through those questions and ask questions. This is a great place to ask questions. In fact, if your child's been coming to Awana, they're a great one to ask the question to, right? We've seen moms and dads come to Christ and have the clubbers lead their parents to Christ. So if you have questions, ask. And remember that God loves you, made a way for us to know him. I'm going to just close us in prayer if I can, David, and then we'll move on. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your support of the Awana ministry, too. Continue to pray for myself and my wife as we lead these clubs and our partner churches here in Atlanta, Canada. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you that we can trust it. We thank you, Father, that you made a way for us to know you through the person of Jesus Christ, the ultimate revelation of who you are. We thank you for the stories of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for making a way for us to know you. Thank you for making a way for us to have our sins cleansed and our trespasses forgiven. We thank you that many kids in this room, many of the children have come to know you. And Father, continue to speak to their hearts so that they will come to love you and to serve you as well. Bless this church. Bless these people and the outreach that they are to this community. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.